We're talking with Tim Lust with the National Sorghum Producers. Tim, let's talk a little bit about where we are. 2015, let's go back and look at last year's crop and it seemed like we really had a nice rebound and really a return to some acres for sorghum across the countryside that I know you were looking for the last two or three growing seasons.
No doubt about it. A 1.5 million acre increase, and then on top of 1.5 million acre increase, a record national yield. And did all of that in light of the fact that, you know, growers in some of the southern areas were struggled and challenged by the aphids. So impressive overall to see industry and what producers are doing and moving forward from that standpoint. I think as we go into this crop year, many of our areas do have good subsoil moisture going in, and so feel like we have a good opportunity to get off to a good start this year as well.
And there's still a lot of conversation out there on the sugarcane aphid, though.
There is, and I think the good news is there's a lot of lessons learned last year. The checkoff worked with Bayer Crop Science and Dow, and continue to going forward. A lot of questions that a year ago a grower would ask us, and we'd say we just don't know. We don't have enough data yet to know. So really, strong best management practices that are on tap now that are out there for growers, and list of resistant hybrids or tolerant hybrids. Still more to learn this summer. Tremendous amount of research will go on this summer, as it is a totally new insect to our industry. But I think for the most part, as you get into South Texas and Louisiana, the guys that have now dealt with it 3 years, they're more and more confident that they can manage this and move forward.
You know, this seems like almost it's blown up about as fast as we had green bugs 10 or 12 years ago.
No doubt. I was very worried about this one day, and I had an entomologist from another area suggest to me that he had been through a lot of crops in a lot of areas, and they would work through this, and we will as an industry, and our producers are doing that as we speak, and so continue to move forward and get the education materials out the best it's possible.
This leads us into the whole problem of making sure we got the tools we need. Seems like our federal government right now getting kind of, they're wanting to kind of turn around and take back some of the things that have been out there and been proven safe.
It's a tough situation right now going on. Just a number of products, a number of companies, and, when we look at sorghum, at least five major issues on five major products going on right now. Certainly when we talk about the aphid transform and the Section 18 process after that was pulled due to the Ninth Circuit Court's opinion, that's one that we're working hard on and pushing that we get those Section 18s, and hopefully Texas will get notice pretty soon in terms of that as the first state that is moving forward in that process. And, whether it's that or, looking at some of our older products that have been registered for a number of years that are a concern, even a conditional registration like was on Belt that EPA's recently announced that they're revoking. So a lot of battles going on there. One of the things that makes the U.S. system different than Europe and South America and a lot of other areas is grower involvement. And it's critical that growers stay involved in this process, that they talk about the benefits that the products are bringing, and we make sure that that risk-benefit analysis is being looked at in a scientific manner.
I know that you worked hard to make sure sorghum was treated fairly in the last Farm Bill cycle, and now that we've gotten a year or so under our belt with PLC and the ARC program, feeling pretty good about how sorghum has been treated as far as how it's been administered by FSA and everything?
Well, we worked very hard in the front end and put a lot of focus on both PLC and ARC, but really on making sure we had a PLC reference price that was respectable. And as we looked at that last year, happy to say that, didn't have a single payment trigger because the market responded, and we responded to that. Unfortunately, this year, as surplus is built in many other crops, so all of our markets have been pulled down, and sorghum wasn't immune to that this year. And so when we look at it, I think our projections for October are, almost $200 million that will go out to sorghum farmers. That's a part of the safety net, about $38 an acre that, growers are going to need this fall with problems and challenges around the world, competition from other governments. It's, a program that's designed to take care of growers when those things don't go right from a market standpoint, a profitability standpoint. So, we're happy that policy policy exists and going to keep working hard to make sure that we have policies for U.S. growers that will allow them to stay competitive internationally.
You grow sorghum a lot of places that they also grow cotton. Do you feel like you've got a dog in this hunt over the cotton seed, other oil seed controversy?
Well, I think the fact is that, you know, many of our growers, as you mentioned, in the South are cotton growers. And when we look at the financial challenges that are in agriculture, and I would say overall, I think those are just highlighted in certain areas of the South where cotton is more of a focus. You know, I think those challenges are very real and they're very much there. And I think, you know, how do we work through and find solutions to help growers out, to keep growers on the farm and, you know, keep production agriculture moving forward without a massive consolidation. I don't think any of us that went through the 80s, any of us that went through the late 90s and early 2000s, we have great respect and frankly fear for those time periods and know how tough they were on the farm, and want to do all we can from a policy standpoint to make sure we help growers get through this time period.
Would that be include, you know, being supportive of the other oilseed designation?
Certainly, yes. But, you know, I think the devil's in the detail. Our caveat of our board of directors is that it's a decoupled program, so it doesn't drive planning intentions. But certainly otherwise, yes.
Anything else you're really watching, keeping your eye on right now?
You know, I just think as we look at the D.C. scene, you know, we're entering a time period with appropriations process where there's going to be potential for a lot of challenges to U.S. agriculture. You know, we'll have to stay vigilant in this time, you know, talk about, you know, need for more support and more programs. But I think we're quickly approaching a time also where it's going to be very important to make sure we protect those programs that do currently exist.
Your top hired hand of the National Sorghum Producers, Tim Luss, talking with us at this 2016 Commodity Classic in New Orleans, Louisiana. Our reports are powered by BASF. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.